It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. This is part two of an interview I had with Kimberly Faith Hickman. She's the artistic director at Omaha Community Playhouse. And also, she this year is directing A Christmas Carol. And A Christmas Carol has decided to go 100% virtual. So in addition to cutting the cast down from 45 people to 8 people, now it is being filmed in a 4-camera shoot and will be streamed for viewers to see in the safety and comfort of their own homes. I talked to Kimberly about how that was done, how they came to that decision, and the different semantics involved in making that happen.
We didn't have to make a ton of changes to those scenes, yet Bob Cratchit's going to have less children this year. so all the lines are there, but they were reassigned to the two kids that we do have in the show. And so, even in the 7 actors, 2 of them are children, and they're playing multiple roles as well. So that's an example. If you're going to watch the Cratchit scene and feel the same, you know, heartwarming emotion that you'll normally feel, because a lot of it's still intact, but there are less kids on stage this year.
Well, and we'll just have to see, you know, did Tiny Tim make the cut? Well, I'm not going to give it away. We'll have to see.
You can't have A Christmas Carol without a Scrooge and without a Tiny Tim.
Did you guys do a multi-camera shoot or a single-camera shoot?
Multi-camera. We're going to have 4.
So shooting it like a television production, live to tape?
We are. We've got cameras set up all over the place and some, you know, variety of wide shots and close-up shots. And our videographer is a gentleman named Jay Shrigley. But through the CARES Act, we were able to get some grant money to compensate him because he's gone above and beyond really and truly through this whole process. So it's like shooting a movie in a lot of ways. It's pretty fun and different.
In shooting this thing then with 4 cameras and all that, you've got 8 people in a cast that was supposed to be 40. But now that you can control the eye of the audience via the camera angles, has that helped you, quote, fill those street scenes a little bit?
You know, I think it will. In some ways, it's interesting because we directed it and staged it, you know, for theater. So we've talked a lot about this the last few days. I don't want to change the intention too much since it was intended to be a theater piece. And so there are some things, I think the intimate scenes that we're going to really zone in on, like those Cratchit scenes and the ghost scenes. But then when the whole company's there, I think we're going to try to keep those wide shots as much as possible so that we can keep the original idea that, you know, this was intended for stage. It's not completely a movie. So, yeah, it'll be a balance. It'll be an interesting balance in the editing process.
The difference between making sure that your lines and your emotions are felt to the very last seat in the theater and doing emotions for film, it's 2 very different things. Have you had to, let's say one of those Cratchit moments where you're going to be in a little tight, have you had to pull the actors back a little bit?
We actually haven't, and that's been really interesting. They're a very talented group and know how to adjust really well. So we haven't had to pull them back. And I think what's interesting with the Christmas Carol, too, is because so much of it is fantasy-based, there are those moments with the ghosts that they can still remain very, you know, big and ethereal. They're rooted in reality, but they're ghosts, you know, versus the Cratchits where, that emotion needs to be real and they're coming from human characters. And so we've had a lot of luck with being able to maintain that balance, but so far we haven't had to pull anybody back directly. They've been able to adjust really well.
You've done this more than once. This is not your first rodeo with A Christmas Carol. Now that you've had to change it into a streaming type of thing with the smaller cast and everything, can you give me your reflections on that process?
Oh, gosh, I've had a great time. It's forced me to think outside the box, which I love doing. It's forced all of us to think outside the box and really collaborate together in ways that aren't typical with A Christmas Carol, because a lot of us on staff have done it for so many years. Some of the cast members are what we call alumni. They've done the show before. And it's really forced all of us to think about it in a different way. You know, that's had some challenges from time to time, but I think as an artist, anything that makes you more creative, more flexible, sometimes, you know, tackling something from a completely different perspective leads to a very different creative choice, which I personally love and grow a lot from. So for me, it's been a really very cool process, and COVID as a whole has made me do that and really think about how to approach art and how to make audiences safe yet still give them the experience that they're wanting to see. It's been a really, I think there has been a silver lining in that way for this, in this process. It's been really interesting, and in a lot of ways, I've grown a lot as an artist over the last year just because I've had to think of things so differently, you know?
OmahaPlayhouse.com is where you can go for information and for tickets to get your very own streaming code and link, and you'll be able to watch that in the comfort and the safety of your home with your family gathered around you. She's Kimberly Faith Hickman, the Omaha Community Playhouse Artistic Director and Director of A Christmas Carol, not only the staged version, but the filmed version as well. Kimberly, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.